From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. $39 billion. That's how much General Motors says it lost last year. On paper, at least, it is the biggest annual loss in the history of the auto industry. GM says it will offer a new round of buyout incentives to 74,000 workers. But what concerns people who follow the auto industry even more is what might happen to General Motors this year as the U.S. economy slows. From Michigan Radio, Dustin Dwyer reports.
38 of that $39 billion loss traces back to a change GM made months ago in the third quarter. That's when the company said it would change how it accounted for future tax credits. Basically, GM would stop assuming beforehand that it would get breaks on its future income.
It's not real money.
That's Rebecca Lindland. She follows the auto industry for the research firm Global Insight.
It sounds like it's real money, but it is paper. And it's on paper, and it's not as if they had $38 billion go out the door.
Lindland says what really concerns her is that GM continues to lose money on its operations in North America 2 years after it launched a huge restructuring. And economic conditions are going to make things harder on GM this year.
They're on the track. They're just not running as fast. So they haven't fallen off. But the economy is doing them absolutely no favors whatsoever.
One way GM is positioning itself to deal with the slowing economy is by replacing almost a quarter of its workforce with people who will make half as much money. This is one of the terms agreed to in the contract signed last year with the United Auto Workers. But to do that, GM has to buy out people currently on the payroll. Under the new proposal announced today, workers can get $45,000 or more to go into retirement, or they can get up to $140,000 to cut all ties with the car maker. And on a conference call today, GM's chief financial officer, Fritz Henderson, hinted the company may be forced to close more plants if economic conditions worsen.
Certainly, our view is if they are going to be tougher, we'll take whatever actions we need to do in order to bring our capacity in line with demand.
The one bright spot for GM in all of this? It's overseas operations, especially in emerging markets. GM says 60% of its sales last year happened outside the U.S., and its operations in Latin America, Africa, the Middle East, and Asia added $2 billion to the bottom line. Analyst Rebecca Lindland says this follows the model Toyota used when its home market in Japan started to struggle in the 1990s.
It's a good plan. It's a solid plan. But they do still need to get North America back on track, and the economy is not helping.
Lindland says she's expecting the U.S. economy to start to improve in 2009, and a year or two after that, she says GM could be in much better shape. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.